Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school Amen variation in Ableton Live 12 that feels classic, aggressive, and musical enough to drive a rewind-worthy drop. The big idea here is controlled chaos. Not just a busy break, but a break with intention. We want that jungle energy, that raw movement, but also enough structure for the bass to hit hard and for the crowd to feel that run it back moment. So let's get into the workflow. First, choose a solid Amen sample. You want strong transients, a nice room tone, and enough character in the tail so you can chop it creatively. Drag the break into an audio track and set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 174 BPM range, depending on your track. If the sample needs warping, use it carefully. Beats mode is often a great starting point for clean slicing, while Complex Pro should really only come out if you need it. The main thing is getting the break aligned to the grid before you start cutting it apart. Now, instead of looping the Amen as is, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is where the real fun starts. Slice by transients if you want a more musical, natural chop workflow, or by 1/8 notes if you want full control over every move. Send the slices to a drum rack, and now the break becomes playable. You can rearrange hits, repeat ghost notes, mute clutter, and build your own version of the groove. Before you start writing MIDI, organize the pads. Identify the main kick, main snare, ghost snare, hats, rides, and any fill tails or noise hits. If the slices are messy, clean them up. Give yourself a simple naming system if needed. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, fill, ride. That little bit of setup saves a ton of time later and keeps the workflow fast when you're experimenting. Now build the core two-bar skeleton. A classic old-school DNB feel usually lies on a strong backbeat, syncopated kick placement, and little ghost movements that push the groove forward. Start with snares on 2 and 4. Then place kicks around them so the pattern feels like it's breathing, not marching. Add ghost notes leading into the snare hits, and give bar to a small variation so the loop feels like a phrase, not just a repetition. Think in layers. Your first layer is the core snare and kick backbone. Your second layer is tiny ghost movement. Your third layer is one signature fill or hook hit. Your fourth layer is the phrase ending transition. That's the secret. Contrast, not complexity. If every slice is busy, nothing feels special. So keep some space in there. Now add swing and human movement. You can use the groove pool and apply a subtle MPC-style swing or shuffle feel, but keep it light. Too much swing can make the break feel lazy instead of nasty. A lot of the movement should come from manual nudging too. Let the main snares stay locked, but allow ghost hits, hats, and fill notes to sit slightly ahead or behind the grid. That little push and pull makes the break feel alive. A really useful trick here is to mute and unmute individual pads while the clip loops. Seriously, this is one of the best ways to hear what's actually carrying the groove. Some hits are doing all the work, others are just clutter. Build a clean default version first. Then duplicate it and start mutating. Remove one kick. Replace one hat with a ghost snare. Shift one fill earlier. Add a stutter only on the second pass. That's how you get variation that sounds musical instead of random. Next, reinforce the impact. A chopped Amen is strong, but if you want it to hit with modern weight, give it a little support. On the drum group, try a stock chain-like drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and glue compressor. Use drum bus lightly to add drive and a bit of boom if needed. Add saturator with soft clip on for extra grit. Use AQ8 to clean up unnecessary sub-rumble and carve out a little boxiness if the break needs it. Then use glue compressor gently, just enough to glue the hits together without flattening the transients. The key here is not to kill the break. You want the snap, the room, the movement, the little imperfections. That's what gives it personality. If you want even more muscle, layer a modern reinforcement under the break. Add a short punchy kick, a snare clap or rim, maybe a low tom or sub thump, and keep those layers low in the mix. Use them only where they matter, especially on key downbeats and snare anchors. The goal is support, not masking. These layers should make the Amen feel bigger, not replace it. Now let's talk about the rewind bait moment, because this is where things get exciting. A rewind-worthy drop usually needs a fill that makes the crowd feel like something huge is about to happen. Build that at the end of bar 2. Use rapid ghost snare movement, a stuttered Amen slice, a reversed crash or a reversed break tail. Then cut hard into silence or into the drop impact. That contrast is what makes people react. Beat repeat is perfect for this kind of controlled madness. Put it on the Amen bus or on a duplicate return track, and keep the settings subtle at first. Try an interval of 1 bar or half a bar, a grid of 1/16 or 1/32, and a low chant setting. Then automate it only at the end of a phrase, right before the drop. That gives you that chop top, what just happened, energy without wrecking the groove. For the breakdown to drop transition, think about tension. Don't just loop the break endlessly. Let it pull the listener forward. You can open an auto filter over 2 or 4 bars, throw a short reverb tail on the final snare, add a subtle echo to one hit, or even drop everything for a quarter beat. Sometimes the most brutal move is silence. That little gap makes the return hit harder. A really effective arrangement is a tension ladder. Start sparse, then add density, then throw in a snare lead fill, then create a tiny pause, and finally bring in the full drop. That pause before the return is often what triggers the rewind response. It makes the crowd feel like the drop is not just arriving, but landing. Also, remember the call and response idea. If your bass phrase is active, simplify the drums a bit so the bass has space to answer. If the bass leaves room, let the amen get more animated. That push and pull makes the drop feel intentional and gives the drums more impact when they come back around. For darker or heavier D&B, you can push the atmosphere a bit further. Add texture like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, or distant metallic hits, but keep them low in the mix. Use filter automation to create dread. Maybe even introduce a slightly displaced ghost snare or an odd hat placement on purpose. A little wrongness can make the break feel dangerous. Once you've got something that feels good, print it to audio. Bouncing the drum rack performance to audio and rechopping it often gives you more control and a more cohesive result. You can reverse a hit, add fades by hand, re-trigger a small section, and shape the final performance in a way that's hard to do live in MIDI alone. Here's a solid practice goal. Build a 2-bar amen phrase that loops, but still feels like it's evolving. Put the snare on 2 and 4, add a couple of ghost hits in bar 1 and a few more in bar 2, then add one short fill right at the end of bar 2. Apply a subtle groove, add drum bus and saturator, automate auto filter to open over the phrase, and use beat repeat only in the last half beat before the loop restarts. Then listen back and ask yourself, does this make me want to hear the next loop? Does it feel like a drop is coming? Is there enough space for the bass? If you want to push it further, make 3 versions from the same amen source. One raw jungle version with more room tone and looser timing. One rolling D&B version that's tighter and cleaner. And one dark drop 8 version with a stronger fill, heavier parallel distortion, and a clearer stop-start moment. Keep the main snare anchors consistent, but change the groove feel and the tension. That's how you start building your own drum signature. So the big takeaway is this. A rewind-worthy amen variation is not about copying the classic break. It's about shaping a rhythmic story. Slice it, organize it, add swing, reinforce it, create tension, and leave space for the bass. Build the last bar like it has a job to do. Make it pull the listener back in. Approach the amen like a performance, not a loop, and your drops will feel more alive, more dangerous, and way more likely to get a rewind.